Welcome to The Krollcast. The Krollcast is a podcast hosted by Josh O'Connell. The Krollcast covers topics to help our dealers grow their business. Here is your host, Josh O'Connell.
We're live. Episode 2 of The Krollcast. I'm Dan Griffin, and I am alongside the Director of Sales here at Kroll International, as it should be. He's championing himself over there. Josh O'Connell, of course. Josh, what's going on, man?
Hey, how are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Good.
But the number one question is, how are our dealers hanging in there getting ready for the holiday season?
You know, I think that more than ever in our existence, a lot of folks out there are really diversifying their business models, expanding their product selection with us here at Kroll. As you know, we have over 180 different manufacturers, and so dealers are really taking a look at that and you know, what value that can bring to become more of a one-stop shop for the community.
So some of the last-minute holiday tips that we could give to our dealers would be to continue to expand, continue to bring in new lines, because, you know, we find as sales guys here at Kroll, Josh, that we have numerous customers that don't even recognize that we carry some of those lines or that they can make decent margins on some of these lines. And I think we could start with I don't know where you want to start. You made me write down a bunch of these.
I think, you know, we want to winterize our business, right? So a lot of our business can be seasonal if we choose it to be seasonal, but by diversifying, we kind of protect ourselves from those slow periods. So that could be, again, just taking a step back, looking at the product selection that you're carrying. You know, we have product line cards that we send out to dealers so they're familiar with, you know, what it is that we do carry here. And I think it's just taking a step back and finding the demand. I've always, as a best practice, said, you know, if I'm in an area, whether it's in California, New York, Florida, Texas, wherever you're at, go see what your competitors are doing, right? I think that's the quickest way to market is to say, let's see what's successful and eliminate the trial and error. And then our account managers here at Kroll can give you that feedback as well. I don't know of another organization out there in this industry that has the level of factory-trained account managers that we have to give you a really good angle on your business.
And, you know, when it comes to that, as far as going out and seeing what your competitors are doing, maybe even staying out in front of those things, because as you said, we have our line card that we send out to our dealers all the time. It seems like it's constantly changing. It is. So, you know, if you haven't looked at that thing in a considerable amount of time, I would recommend maybe going and checking that out at least monthly, because we're bringing in a couple of new lines that we know of right now with revision, and also bringing in more products from Lucas Oil as well. And we had Lisa Marie in here from Lucas Oil about a week ago, and, you know, she kept telling us that there's a lot of folks that don't even realize that Lucas Oil's involved with gun products.
Yeah, no, and that's kind of our angle here is to educate our dealers and make them aware of these types of things. Believe it or not, we have a laundry list of manufacturers that come to us daily, weekly, monthly that they want to become a part of the Kroll family. One of the things we do here is we closely vet them to make sure that, A, that they're going to be in the best interest for our dealer base and our customers and also for us. So Lucas Oil is someone that we did just bring on. Fantastic product. It's already selling, as they say, like hotcakes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so it's Lucas Oil is a good one. Another one we just brought in was Shirt Stays Plus. Kind of reinventing the wheel there on Shirt Stays. I know that company is looking to become the go-to, right? The name brand in the Shirt Stays community, however large that is.
And we're exclusive with them, correct?
That's correct. Yeah. So you come to us, we protect the market, we protect you know, folks out there violating MAP and things of that nature. So yeah, we will we keep a close eye on that one.
And it seems like the two brands you just mentioned are great for those You know, if you're a retailer, those are great impulse buys. Those are things that you can put up near the counter, a little display for Lucas Oil, and it's like Lisa Marie said that, you know, a customer will come in to buy a firearm or buy an accessory for their firearm, and then they'll go up to the counter and they'll see the Lucas Oil logo there, and they'll go, well, I didn't even realize that I could use, you know, Lucas Oil, you know, gun oil. Yep. So, you know, you get a little display for that. Those things fly out of there pretty quickly just because of the name Lucas Oil. That's all they want to know. And then they try it out. They love it. They come back. They buy some more.
Absolutely. I mean, really, the goal is if somebody's coming into your store, like, you know, I'm coming to a store for a pair of pants. You want to capitalize on all of their needs. And so that goes, you know, from the other manufacturers that we carry. But in addition, even when they get to the counter, I think that's almost business 101 is have that stuff up there. And so we do have the displays, the countertop displays. You know, if you're getting those add-on sales at great margins, that's, in my opinion, I think is how you grow your business and maximize your revenue potential.
And something that maybe some of our dealers don't know is that, you know, for all those, you know, those little marketing tools, those little countertop displays, whether it be for knives, whether it be for, you know, those small impulse buys or even larger things, I know we're planning on rolling out a nice 1110 promo here coming out in January. You know, those are things you can get from us as well. We can help you out there as well.
Yeah, those 1110 displays are one of the better things that we're getting feedback on. Folks just seem to love it. You know, you have that that dusty counter display that's been sitting there for years. These displays are pretty cool because they have that nice, bright, inviting look where it's drawing the attention. And the product is absolutely phenomenal. It sells itself. You know, as a dealer, you want to educate your buyers as to what's best for their needs. And this one just kind of sells itself. So that's a free little bonus by selling that.
And let's, before we move on, let's talk a little bit about, you know, one of our better exclusive lines. And I know we've pushed this. I know a lot of our dealers have had discussions with us about this, and that's just the Under Armour Tactical line. Being exclusive with them, you know, there's a lot of product that you can get in there that's extremely popular, especially with footwear, that's difficult to get elsewhere. You know, you're not going to get this stuff many other places. I don't know if you have anything to add to that, Josh.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, we are the exclusive distributor of Under Armour Tactical. And again, you want to talk about something that just sells itself. You put something that shows that you sell Under Armour Tactical in your store window, and it's that alone is going to drive people in. So they are a great partner of ours. We stock more than we'd even like to admit because we're always looking to be prepared for those surges in buying. So anything from the new and improved Vol Set 1.5 all the way to like the base layers that are, I mean, they sell themselves, and they're a go-to for a lot of folks in the law enforcement and first responder community. I know I personally wear them myself quite a bit. So yeah, Under Armour is also a huge one for us.
And the man that UA footwear.
Yeah, we've been going through it, that's for sure.
That's the kind of thing that you know, I know personally for some of my dealers, you know, they've been skeptical because, you know, Under Armour did have that little bit of an issue with the old Vol Sets model. They're a little bit skeptical about the Vol Sets, but as you and I know, we both wear them, Josh. Those
I've actually have some on right now.
Yeah, I wish I should have worn mine. It would have been a good day for that.
Yeah.
But those boots, you know, I've sent those down to dealers that maybe were a little bit skeptical, you know, maybe just a couple of sizes, and people are asking about them, and boom, you know, within a week I'm sending them more and then more and then more.
Yeah, no, they nailed it with this boot. They took the concerns from the past and then just fixed it. I mean, they didn't overcomplicate it. They fixed the issue and
still looks like the same boot.
Pretty darn close. So it's I'm happy. It's one of our top sellers here among all of our products. So, yeah, I'm pumped for that brand, and we're gonna continue to do huge things with them.
And you also wanted to talk a little bit about the new Quicklight line, the X2.
The X2. Mm. It is the hottest thing since what was the phrase there? Since sliced bread. So the X2, the Quicklight X2 is it's just an upgrade to their current suite of products. Brian Quittner, who's a good friend of our company, owns Quicklite, and he's assured me that this is the best that they've ever produced. We're actually getting a shipment of those. I think they're hitting our docks today, possibly Monday, just in time to get out to some dealers for last-second Christmas gifts, stocking stuffers, if you will. But, yeah, no, that's a great – and you can go to KrollCorp.com and kind of see some more on that. But, yeah, we're pretty pumped about the X2 as well.
Yeah, like you said, if you've got customers that are, you know, either in law enforcement themselves – or our family members of people in law enforcement, the Quicklite X2 is a nice stocking stuffer. Even it's small enough, it's nice, it's compact. So that's a line that I think most of our law enforcement customers are really going to start to get into as we move into the new year.
Yeah, and that's also an exclusive with us as well. So, you know, we're talking anything exclusive with Kroll, we're going to protect your store from these third-party sellers and folks that want to go under MAP and essentially steal your business by taking less profit. Brand integrity is absolutely huge and one of the most important things we focus on. So being a dealer and knowing that folks aren't just going to go out there and buy at a cheaper or less expensive dollar amount online, we're going to protect you from that. So if you have somebody in your store, and they do, right? They're in your store, and they see something, they're going to check Amazon. What's the price? You're assured that Amazon price isn't going to drop below what you're selling it for. Therefore, it just makes sense. Hey, I'm here. I'm going to buy this now. It's the same price. So that's absolutely phenomenal to know that and have that peace of mind that you're not going to lose business over that.
All right, so Josh, as we get closer to the holidays here, it's a time where people are out, they're spending, and to the point where I was looking at an article earlier today that suggested that this is going to be the first year in the United States that retail sales are going to make its way above the $1 trillion mark. So you definitely...
With a T?
Yeah, $1 trillion mark. Yeah.
What comes after what comes after trillion?
Quadrillion?
Yeah. So okay, with a Q, right? Okay.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
So with that much money floating out there as a business owner, as a retailer, you definitely want to stick your toe in that water, hopefully dive in head first. So, Josh, what are some of the ways that you could recommend that our dealers add value this holiday season to their own business?
Well, so and I think that sales 101, in my opinion, and I know that I coach this quite a bit with our own staff. What's the difference between cost and value, right? Cost is you're associating a dollar figure, right? Whereas value, if we're digging deep and asking the questions with our customers as to what it is they're looking for, why they're looking for it, we can then at that point make a customized recommendation as to product for that customer. Once you give somebody that much attention and they see that you care, cost does not become an issue. That is tried and true throughout the history of consumer shopping. They want to know that you care, and especially in the first responder community, safety is everything. They want to know that they're going to be protected, if it's whether it's a cuff or a, you know, a firearm or ballistic or, you know, body armor. They want to know that they're going to be safe. And so, with that being said, anything that walks through our doors has had that testing, and when we send something to a dealer, you can rest assured that manufacturer is top of the line. So when we're talking about adding value, take the focus off of cost and focus on what it is that customer needs and wants, and make sure that it is right for them. So don't just sell them something because it's easy. How many customers do you get a day, right? Take a little extra time with your customers. Get to know them. I can assure you they'll be back, and they'll also recommend their friends and family.
And that's the thing, too, is when you think about, you mentioned the safety, how we deal a lot with law enforcement. That's one of those things where, you know, you don't necessarily want, you know, the cheapest thing out there. You want the thing that's going to work, and again, going back to sales 101, it's a get what you pay for type of deal. So if you don't want to push the cheap thing out there because, this person doesn't want to spend this much. Figure out a way to throw that value in there that, hey, this is the safest product out there, or it competes with some of the very safe products out there, and that's what we want to give you. And we, as at Kroll International, what we do by vetting our manufacturers the way that we do is we kind of take that concern away from you, our dealer. You know that it's going to be good, and you know that you can sell it to the right people.
Yeah, and then also just touching on that is once you create that trust level with your customer, think about it. I mean, they're going to say, this guy has my best interest in mind. And for you, at least I know if I owned a store or anything of that nature, I would certainly be upselling them or cross-selling them into other products. Hey, you came in here for pants, right? These are boots based on our conversations that are going to work good for you, or whatever the case is. So establish that relationship. I've always been a very firm on being extremely relationship-based in any sort of sale.
And think about it this way. Why do people buy a Volvo? They don't buy a Volvo because it's...
I don't know anybody that owns a Volvo, so...
All right, why do moms buy Volvos?
They're safe.
Because they're safe. So it's not the cheapest car out there, but it gets them what they want. They want their family to be safe. They want their kids to be safe in the back seat. And when you're dealing with a lot of our product lines, we've got the same thing going on here at Kroll.
Yep.
All right, Josh, so the final thing that we want to end this episode with, something very exciting, something Kroll International takes part in every single year, coming up on January 22nd through the 25th. We're going to be at SHOT Show.
SHOT Show.
The Sands Expo Center in Las Vegas, and big deal, biggest firearm show of the year, man.
Yeah, it's huge. It is huge, and so is our booth. We're going to have the same space as we had last year, booth 11362. We've made a couple of changes. I saw a couple of previews. A few of the powers that be at Kroll flew down there to check it out a few weeks ago, and it looks absolutely phenomenal. So whether you be a dealer, manufacturer, or somebody that just wants to chat with us, feel free to stop by booth 11362. In addition, we have a customer appreciation event on Wednesday. And obviously we can share those details at a later date. So yeah, it's a big thing for us. It's a very busy week, as anybody that's attended in the past well knows. So we're certainly looking forward to that.
Always room for some more business, and we're going to end episode 2 of the Krollcast as our director of sales here, Josh O'Connell, talks to Jared Williams from ASP about some new product lines and some things that are going on at ASP, so we hope you enjoy that.
Jared, come on in.
Hello, and welcome to a special edition of the Krollcast here at KrollCorp.com.
Tell us a little bit more about the company. I know it's one of the most cemented companies here in the industry with a lot of good history behind it. Can you give us a little peek into that?
Into the company as a whole?
Correct.
Yeah. So we're in Appleton, Wisconsin, founded by Dr. Kevin Parsons. And you know, it started out with the Friction Lock baton. I mean, that was our flagship entry product. You know, an interesting story that I heard was, you know, kind of our first customer is a pretty good customer to first, you know, real big, you know, kind of sale, the Secret Service. And, you know, that came about with, when the assassination attempt was made on Ronald Reagan, President Reagan, the Secret Service personnel had, these Uzis that, they pulled out of their jackets and they were using for, you know, kind of a crowd control.
Sure.
You know, which it might be a little excessive for, you know, just taming the crowd.
Right.
So they, you know, were looking at something that was, you know, concealable that the Secret Servicemen could carry easily in their on their belt and still keep it concealed with their jackets. And that was the Friction Lock baton was the baton.
And that's what kind of launched the company as we know it today. I know that one of the things that a lot of us here at Kroll, a lot of our sales staff, really like are your cuffs. With an industry that's saturated with so many different cuff manufacturers, we really feel like you separate yourself from the competition. Tell us a little bit more about the cuff.
So the our Ultra Cuff is one of a kind. There's nothing else that compares to it. So when Dr. Parsons decided to get into, you know, the cuffing business, he got design input from our trainers, from our ASP trainers, from, you know, input from over 100 countries came in to help, you know, kind of shape what a different cuff, what a better cuff would look like, what it would be like. And that's where, you know, the dual keyway came into play. So the Ultra Cuff has a keyway access on both sides of the cuff. So no matter how the cuffs go on, the officer always has access to the keyway. On the bow, which swings through,
right,
there's a flat contact front. And so if you think about a cuff being put on a wrist, that flat contact front keeps it from slipping. You make a better surface contact with the wrist and requires less force to swing that bow around and engage the locking system. One of the big things from a safety and injury perspective is the inside of the cuff, as far as, you know, what's touching the wrist,
sure,
is all rounded out and smooth. So these cuffs are forged aluminum frames and in a forged steel or aluminum bow. So everything is rounded and smooth on the inside, which would prevent injury from the lucky person who gets to wear the cuff.
Sure.
So, you know, an interesting fact, the average lawsuit payout for a cuffing injury, so if somebody gets cuffed and, you know, they injure their wrists because the cuff cuts into their wrist or, you know, does something with nerve or whatever, is $35,000.
That's a lot of dough.
The most expensive was $14 million.
That's a whole lot of dough. And I know if I'm a dealer of ours and I'm advising the local law enforcement community, this is stuff that I'm gonna really stick out by educating them from that perspective. So that's certainly some good information to know. I know that that is, you know, one of the cuffs that you offer. What else do you have
outside of cuffs?
Well, just in the cuffs. Just in cuffs, yeah,
in cuffs.
I would say, so you have quite a few products.
Yeah, so, you know, we have chain cuffs, hinge cuffs. Of course, we have disposable restraints, our trifold pull restraints, but we also have our transport kit and rigid frame cuff. I'm showing it to you now.
Yeah, and here, just so you know it. Oh wow, that's a good cuff.
So the idea with that particular cuff, the rigid frame cuff, is if you look in the middle, there's a slot that goes through the middle, and we have a chain and a belt that would engage with that cuff for a belly chain system.
Gotcha. Jared, please tell me you brought the handcuff key, because I'm in a position right now where I could use it.
Oh, I didn't bring that one. Hopefully you guys have one around here. But just sit tight. You know, we'll get you out of it soon. So the transport kit has gotten a lot of great feedback from corrections agencies and even, you know, patrol officers that we've shown it to, and it's getting a lot of interest going into 2019 for corrections, but also patrol sergeants. You know, if you get somebody that you can't cuff, you know, hands behind the back because of shoulder issues or, you know, size of the person, this is a great alternative, because what it does is it stacks the arms in front of the person, and then that chain wraps around so they can't move their arms. They can't be combative while in those cuffs.
And I know that folks can't see this, but this is a very well-made product. Just looking at it from the outside, it certainly is a very well-made product. So,
and all of our cuffs are made from 7075 forged aluminum frames, and then again the forged steel bows or the forged aluminum bows. So we use 4140 steel or 7075 aluminum.
Now, is that common in the industry, or do you guys take it a step ahead and offer that?
That's a step above the competition. It's just it's a stronger, more reliable material, and the 7075 aluminum, as you can see from, I mean, that's a pretty big cuff there. The weight is not excessive.
Sure. And if I'm a dealer and I'm looking to, you know, maybe stock my store with with an array of cuffs. What are you thinking as far as a stocking? You know, what should I place as far as an order and have a good array of products that I have stocked at all times?
I think it would vary. I mean, chain seems to be the most popular style of cuff amongst police agencies. So I think if I'm a dealer, I'm looking at what's going to move and, you know, what the agencies in my area that I serve used. Are they using chain cuffs or are they using hinge cuffs? And then we have alternatives of each of those. So we have the chain cuff with the steel bow or with the aluminum bow, and that's a weight reduction. And I'll tell you, when somebody picks up the air weight cuffs, they weigh 7 ounces.
Okay.
They can't believe it. And then we have identifier cuffs. So we have a blue line cuff where there's a blue line that goes across the frame of the cuff, pink, yellow, orange, you know, to...
Who are the pink ones for?
Anyone who wants to...
Anyone, huh?
Not lose their cuffs.
Tactical pink, I think. Tactical. Is that what pink. You guys call it?
Okay. Yeah.
That's certainly interesting. Chain cuffs, has that always been the standard, the norm? I know any time that I've seen any or even as they're depicted in Hollywood, it does seem to be the chain cuff. Is that, do you foresee that being the cuff moving forward, or is there any technology coming out that somebody could possibly look into?
I think it's I don't think it's a great idea for anybody to have just one particular cuff, you know, whether it be just a chain cuff.
Sure.
I think having a chain cuff and a hinge cuff, if I'm an officer, I think that's kind of the better bet. And then the transport kit as a backup system, when you need it, disposable restraints in the car, in the trunk. So if you have a need for that, or you're doing some mass arrests, you know, or multiple people, you have, you know, some backups. But you know, it's a difference of control. So the hinge cuffs, you know, provide more control for the officer. There's less of that linear movement.
Sure.
While the person's wearing the cuffs, and then the rigid eliminates it altogether. So it's just, you know, there's a lot going on out there, and it's, every situation is different. So I suggest for an officer to have both if their agency allows it.
Sure. And I think that's one thing we should really drive home, is obviously you want to always be prepared, and having those different options is certainly a good thing. Now, let's talk about one thing that I personally think when I think ASP is your batons and your technology, and there's quite a few things that separate you from any sort of competition out there. You want to dive into that just a little bit here?
Sure, yeah. We have... you know, some different types of batons. You've got your friction lock, which is the original, the impact close, and then the Talon baton, which is a disc closing system. And those are getting a lot of attention. It's an easier tool to use, so it can be deployed easier. You know, if you're in a confined space, you can pull it out by hand or in a crowd situation. But it's a much easier baton to close as well, so you can close it in your hand, on your body, in the scabbard. And the great thing about what ASP does with the batons is that we don't just make a baton. We want to have a tool on the officer's belt that they can use for different reasons, not just always for striking an individual, combative individual. But we make a glass break tip.
And that's the one. That's a pretty cool product. Obviously, you're going to tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so if anybody has ever tried to break a window with a baton, it's not an easy thing to do.
I think there's some YouTube videos of baton break fails out there.
Yeah. You're beating the window in submission isn't always the best plan. Sometimes it's the only thing that you can do, but we make something that makes it so much easier. So for the Talon baton, because it's got that push-button close, we make a breakaway tip. So you would have to remove the tip from the baton and put on this new tip that has a cover that screws over top of a ceramic disc. And so in a situation where you would have to break a window, you remove that cap, expose that ceramic disc, and hit that window, and that window will open for you.
Are we talking one hit, two hits? Is this a 10-hit deal?
Well, I would say, you know, one hit if it's done properly. Two, maybe, if you're
maybe your first window you're breaking.
If you miss, and on the friction lock, it's a sub cap that goes underneath the end cap. So you would unscrew the end cap, expose the ceramic discs, and then pop the window. I actually had recently, I had a gentleman from Morgantown Police Department reach out to me because he had to use his breakaway sub cap on his friction lock baton to get a suicide suspect out of a vehicle. And he bought this thing in 2017, the sub cap, and hadn't had a chance to use it yet, which, you know, is a good thing.
Probably, yeah.
But he said, I was skeptical at first, but I hit that window one time and it dropped. And it was a tinted window, you know, with that ceramic kind of filling, you know, which are really tough to open. And he said it took one hit and that window dropped. His question was, what he was reaching out about was not only to tell a story, but, you know, he got glass shards in his grip for his baton. So I had him send it to me. I replaced his grip and sent it right back to him.
And that's a reputation that I've, this is kind of an isolated story, but I've heard dozens of stories similar to that, where you guys really are looking to take care of the customer first and foremost, which is great. You don't see that a lot in business nowadays, which kind of transitions into the training of law enforcement officers, which this is very unique, very, very cool if you ask me. I think a lot of law enforcement officers don't get the appreciation that they deserve, and you guys kind of go out of your way to provide training annually. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so you know, with our the tools that we make, you know, there's training that goes along with it. And, you know, for the batons, you have to be, you know, as an officer, you have to be certified in impact weapons, you know, to be able to carry it. And you have to be able to, you know, teach your basic users at your academy level or your officers in service. And so what ASP does is we provide a instructor level certification, but it covers batons, lights, and cuffs. So it's again, it's getting back to that system. You know, we teach it as a system and how those tools all interact with each other and how to transition between different tools on your belt. And nobody else in the industry offers anything like that. And the great thing is that we do it for free to the police officers. So
wow.
This is our give back to the law enforcement community. We provide them with this free dynamic instructor level certification course. It's a 3-day class. But they also get about $350 worth of free gear just for showing up and taking the class, whether they get the certification or not. And then we have a level above that, which is our training course. And those are the guys who come in and teach the instructor level certification classes. So we have around 75 trainers worldwide. That's a class that happens once a year, and the comments that I get that I see in videos and hear from some of these trainers is that it's the most difficult course you'll ever go through.
That's good. Keep them on their toes, right? Mm-hmm. So they're getting instructor level classes on using those impact weapons. Is this something you do domestically across all 50 states?
Yes, all throughout the U.S., Canada, Mexico, Europe, Asia, we're all over the world.
That's phenomenal. That is absolutely phenomenal. And is that something you guys have been doing for a while, or?
Yes, I mean it started with just a baton class, because that's, you know, all that we had. I've had people in classes or, you know, agencies that I've gone to visit that said, I took your class in 1994. And they're back and they're learning new things, with the cuffing portion and the light portion and how those tools work together.
And I think that is important too, is to, you know, like your example with the baton in breaking a window, it might not be something that you ever have to use, but, to be certified and know how to use it, I think there's a lot of value there.
There's a lot of news out there, videos, you know, instances where there was a car accident and, you know, police officers first on the scene and they have to get somebody out of a vehicle. And, you know, this person's life may depend on how quickly they can get into the vehicle. And, you know, most every officer has a baton on them. So this is something that they can put on their baton. It doesn't take up any more space in their belt. It's already something that they carry. If they have an ASP baton, they can get a breakaway tool for any of our ASP batons. And always make sure that they have something to get in a car when they need to get into a car.
Right. Right, which is pretty valuable if you're a dealer out there, whether you're purchasing from Kroll or you're not. Educating the community in which you serve is extremely important, and it sounds like from a duty belt perspective, you guys pretty much can cover all of that real estate, and in addition provide additional training to utilize and use those as efficiently as possible. So that's some pretty cool stuff. You know, one thing that we've been doing here is just one last tip or piece of advice that you can give our dealer base as far as how to grow their business, whether it be from merchandising within the store, product selection, staying on top of trends. What would your one piece of advice to our dealer base be to help them grow their business?
Stock it.
That's a good one.
That's, you know, I see a lot of times going into a store and they're out of stock on something. And if they're out of stock, it's because they sold it, but they haven't ordered any restock of that item. And if somebody comes in and they're looking specifically for a set of ASP cuffs and you don't have it, they're going somewhere else to buy it. And in a lot of cases, if I go in to your location looking for something and you don't have it, and I go somewhere else and find it, I'm probably going to go back there for other things as well.
Absolutely.
So keeping stock is, I think, hands down the most important thing. You can't always rely on, you know, shipping it to somebody, because a lot of things are impulse buys.
Or just by necessity at given time.
By necessity, yeah.
Yeah, and that's something that folks can reach out to their Kroll account manager for. If you're looking to figure out a way to do better at forecasting or stocking, that is something we can certainly advise at no additional charge, and kind of put you in the best possible situation to serve all of your customers. So with that being said, Jared, it's been a pleasure. We always appreciate you coming in, and we will sign off from here until next time.
And thank you for listening to episode 2 of the Krollcast. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you like to check out your podcasts. Be sure to check out the website, krollcorp.com. Coming up on episode 3 of the Krollcast, we welcome in Lisa Marie Judy from Lucas Oil to go over some new products, another exclusive line from us, as we talked about with Josh earlier on in the show. I'm Dan Griffin. Another thanks to Josh O'Connell. And another thanks to Jared Williams from ASP, also our stand-up marketing team here at Kroll International. And I, of course, am Dan Griffin. And until next time, we'll see you.